Hey, greetings, everybody. What a wonderful day we had. I am here with Sister Ahmed. We're ready to bring some edification as we always do every day the Lord gives us life. We want to bring some Hebrews 3:13 daily edification.
Because we love the brethren and we love the Lord.
Amen.
Keeping the two great commandments.
Yeah. So we'll tell you a little bit about our day. We hope you're striving well. Today, we met up with Brother Akuo after he parked by us, but after we met up later in the morning, and we went to a beautiful park that we found because we knew we were going to work online all day, put our gospel signs all over our vans, and what did we do, Sister Ahmed? We worked on van projects. What did we do?
You want me to tell what I did or you did?
Sure. Well, it doesn't matter. Either way.
Oh, I can tell everybody everything that was done.
Go for it.
Well, that I know of, Brother Tupo's put some switches in for our
battery charging.
Yeah, so yep. For charging some of our like battery packs and stuff.
And we moved our main battery charger up in the house here so we can see it and control it better.
Yeah, I love that because whenever the generator's running and I'm doing some cooking and stuff, I know how much power we can use on certain things, and it's really nice to have it all there so I can either turn it on, turn it off, plug it in, unplug it, and keep everything charged up.
Yeah, it used to be in the generator hut. Now it's right in our living room. So
yeah. Yes, it's really awesome. He hooked it right on the side, yep. So it's out of the way. But anyway,
then what did you do in the van?
That was a big thing. I did some reorganizing. I boiled some eggs. I cooked potatoes. I cooked some cabbage. I cooked some rice. I cooked some pasta.
You were cooking like crazy.
And I cleaned my cooler out. Yeah, I wanted to. When I cook like that, I can't cook up great big batches of it. So yeah. While the generator's running, I got two pots going and it's nice to just cook ahead because we might have a really super busy weekend.
Yeah, we got a big busy weekend coming up. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then, yeah, we worked online in a beautiful park that Brother Koo helped me do some research, and we got a testing up for this weekend's preach. More on that later.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be traveling to the area tomorrow. And then after we got done, Brother Kuo headed out, and we waited behind, and what did we do? We took a walk.
We went on a witness walk in a beautiful park, and we handed out lots of gospel cards.
There was a beautiful trout stream right there. Sister Ahmed's got video of it.
Trout stream?
Yeah. Yeah, it's real clear. Sister Ahmed's got video of it, and then as people were walking by, we handed it, and I think every person we offered it to took a gospel card.
Except one woman didn't. Yeah, I offered it to her, and she said, I already know Jesus.
Yep.
And
I had such a nice talk. In fact, it'll be on one of our witnessing posts. I had a nice talk with a young Indian man. I think he was Indian or Egyptian or something like that. And I asked him what would happen to him when he died. He goes, I hope I go to heaven. And I said, how will that happen? Have you sinned before God? And he said, yeah, I guess I have. And I explained the gospel to him as we walked, and he listened. It was awesome. It was only about a three-minute witnessing, mm-hmm. but it was really, really heartwarming. He took the gospel card. He thanked me. And then we witnessed to a couple other people. Sister witnessed some women. I witnessed to some men. So it was awesome. Nice witness walk, and you'll see the video of the beautiful river there.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And then right toward the end, guy was coming by on his bike, and he slammed on his brakes right by Brother Tupos as Brother Tupos was holding the gospel card out.
Young guy, and he said, he said, thanks for the gospel. I gave it to him. He said, I'll be looking up your website. Then we rolled from the park, and before we hit our parking spot, we stopped at a store that Sister always looks for discount items. And mm-hmm. I witnessed to a couple when I came out. Sister Ahmed witnessed to, gave the gospel card while she was inside.
Yeah,
so
to a couple people. And the young man that I gave the gospel card to, the cashier, as we were leaving, we watched him through the window reading the gospel
reading
card.
Reading the card, we beeped and we waved at him.
Yeah, he turned around. He was looking at the van, too.
Yeah, it was awesome. So we had a really, really busy day. Then we parked. We had dinner. So it was a glorious day.
Yeah.
And I just want to say we are so blessed to get to do what we get to do.
Amen.
It's awesome. Hey, we want to talk about this. Here's a warning for you. Being turned over.
I don't even like to hear those.
Yeah, we got to talk about it, though. God's word does. We know this happens. We see it in people. We see people that have fruit, and then they go into their flesh and sin, and they don't recover, and they seem to get worse and worse, more spiteful. They just spiral down. And in our years of doing ministry, that's the pattern most everybody takes, is they spiral out of control in the flesh, and it seems as though God turns them over. We're going to read some scripture verses.
Right.
You get to go first, Sister Ahmed. Scripture verses on where the Bible talks about people being turned over, a fearful thing.
Right. So we'll do Pharaoh, Exodus 7, 13 and 14. There's a whole bunch of scriptures where he hardened his heart, but here's one. And he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. And the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refuseth to let the people go.
Yeah.
And God knew he was going to not
let
him go.
Yeah, Exodus 3:19 says, I know he won't let him go.
Right.
Yeah. You got another one, Sister Owen?
Oh, you want me to do my
thing? Yeah.
Oh, okay. How about this one? 2 Peter 2:20-22. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they had known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is returned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire.
We see that a lot with people. We see people that come out of the world, and then they have some good fruit in the Lord, and then most all of them, Jesus said few, a puny few are going to find eternal life. Most all of them go back to their wallow, don't they, Sister Emin?
Yeah.
Their wallow of sin and flesh, pride. We see a lot of religious pride lately.
Yeah, we do.
People thinking they used to have faith, and now that they claim they're in Christ, but their religious pride stands in the way of being set free. I want to read Romans 1:18-28. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Wherefore God also gave them up, it's like turning them over, to uncleanliness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, even their women to change the natural use to that which is against nature. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over, turned them over, to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignant, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. This is talking about basically unbelievers here, but unbelievers get turned over too by God when he knows they're not coming to a saving knowledge. They get turned over. Any other verses, Sister Robin?
Oh, I have another one. Nebuchadnezzar.
Oh.
I'm just going to read this part of it. Daniel 4:30-33. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my own power and for the honor of my majesty? It's a little bit of pride there. Huh?
Yeah.
While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee, until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven, till his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws.
Yeah.
I'll stop right there. Yeah, he got turned over.
There's a judgment right there.
Mm-hmm.
How about Hebrews 6:4-6? For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, that's not just sin, that's like apostasy, to renew them again to repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son afresh and put him to an open shame. So it's a form of God turning people over there, because sometimes if you go too far, there's no coming back.
Right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that.
Yeah, this is a little different case, but Esau went so far he couldn't find repentance.
Right.
Any other thoughts on this, Sister Amin, on being turned over?
Nothing I want, and nothing I want for anybody else, but sadly it does happen, and we try to warn people.
How do you guard against it? What would you tell sisters how to guard against it?
How to guard against being turned over? Well, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength first.
Yeah.
And then stay in the scriptures. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. First of all, you got to make sure, oh, I'm talking to sisters.
Yeah, you're born again
by
the gospel.
But you got to make sure that you're born again and that you have fruits meet to repentance.
Yeah.
And that you're striving to obey him with everything that you are.
Yeah.
And you're walking in the spirit, not the flesh.
I like what James says, draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. So if you're striving to always draw near to God, that's in the word, in the spirit, obeying him, doing righteousness, seeking the kingdom, God's not going to turn anybody over. He wants none to perish. It's the people that dabble in their sin and willful rebellion, and they do their own way, autonomy. They want to do their own thing.
Yeah.
And it seems like, well, Paul says a little bit of leaven affects the whole loaf. A little bit of sin in a person's life, and we've seen them then spiral out of control. And it almost seems like they become foolish.
Yeah.
We've seen it where, we've seen it recently, where people do foolish things, and they spin out of control because they got in some flesh and some smaller sin, perhaps, and all of a sudden they spiral out of control, and they begin to do even more sin and lie.
Expound more,
yeah, and yeah. It's like God takes their light from them.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Yeah. Don't you have a verse about that?
I do. I'm just going for it right now. Matthew 25:28-30.
I have one set of scripture left after you're done.
Okay. Before I do this, I have to make a correction from the beginning of the audio. I was going to say it, but I didn't want to cut in on you in there. When I said, we love the brethren and we love God, the two great commands, I wanted to say that loving the brethren, loving our neighbor.
Right, yeah. Yeah, brother and neighbor, yeah, get it.
Yeah, because I just talked
about
it.
Yeah, obviously the world's not our brethren, yeah.
Yeah.
Good correction.
Yeah. All right, Matthew 25:28-30. Take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath, for unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into utter darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Ooh.
So you're going to get everything taken away.
Yeah, and that's just a master. He took the money away. He took the money away from what he was given to that man because he did nothing with it.
Yeah, imagine what God's going to do with everything, the wisdom, the talent.
Yeah, he was a slothful servant. It makes me think about, we're working through the book of Revelation. Jesus warns them in Revelation 2 and 3 to repent, get back to the first love, or he'll take their light, their lamp away.
Oh, yeah.
That's a form of turning over.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then last section of scripture I have, 2 Thess 2:9-12. This is talking about the last days. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Here's why we battle for the truth. They received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. You got to love the truth to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
You got to walk in the truth, right? And this, for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they might all be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Do you see why we fight for truth? Why we defend and expose error and defend the truth? Because that's part of our saving faith. Christ is the truth. The Spirit's the truth. The Word is the truth. We must walk in the truth. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, sound doctrine saves us. This is how we protect from being turned over. Stay in the truth.
Yeah, and every little bit matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Any other verses on this?
Nope. I think that's what I had.
Yeah, so ponder that. Turned over. It's going to get worse and worse. Jesus said, will there be any faith left when the Son of Man returns?
Right.
It's going to get darker and darker. And guess what? This is obvious. The people that usually we see get turned over are claimed believers.
Yeah.
Obviously, because it's hard to know when a worldly person turned over. They're already worldly. You don't really know. I'm sure God does turn the light out. Romans 1 tells us that. But the ones that we can see and notice are the people that are claimed believers.
Right. In our walk, maybe I'm wrong, correct me on this, but I'm thinking the ones that we've seen that were the closest to the truth look today like they're the furthest away.
Yeah. Yeah, when we look back, or if they ever reach back, or
yeah,
we hear about them.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a great, great danger. So
amen.
Ponder that. Being turned over, not a good thing. Something to avoid, something to be aware of. Well, tomorrow we have a drive to take, and we're getting close and going to be in a town for our preach that's coming up. I'm not really going to discuss it, but I think it's going to be a really interesting one.
yeah, maybe several different days of different things going
yep.
on.
We have a testing putting up for it, and I think it'll be really, really interesting.
Yeah, any, let's see.
Any last thoughts, Sister Amin?
Seek the kingdom of God. Seek his righteousness. Seek his truth. Shed the flesh. Don't walk in the flesh. Walk in the spirit.
Amen. I got one verse for us. Psalm 96:9. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Mm-hmm. Fear before him, all the earth. Yeah, holiness is beautiful before God. We hope you're seeking that today.
Amen.
Holiness to be set apart for God. Don'tperish.com is there. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering. Brother Kua did a new study. I've got a new teaching in there. We've got that awesome video, that Riverwalk on the edification page. Pouring out, edifying people, encouraging them. Seek the kingdom. Don't be turned over.
No.
All right. Love y'all. If we get tomorrow, we'll be back.
May God be praised.